Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Epilogue, where I tell you folktales and legends, then fabricate my own counterpart from those root yarn. I am that woodland god, here to lead you to paradise, then drive you mad. But you can call me Izikaba. Many of you have probably heard the tale of the Jersey Devil, that freakish beast that still haunts the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. Legend has it that a Quaker woman called Mother Leeds lived in those woods and bore 12 children to a man named Japhet Leeds. In 1753, Mother Leeds became pregnant with a 13th child, but why the child was afflicted with monstrosity, none could say for certain. Some said Mother Leeds was a witch, and the child's father was the devil himself. Others said that the birth was so difficult she invoked the devil, cursing the child forever. Others still believed that a clergyman who was unsuccessful in converting Mother Leeds from her Quaker faith cursed the child. Or maybe that 13th child was the recipient of a Leeds family curse from a long-forgotten malefactor. Whatever the reason, it is said that the child was born on a stormy night, surrounded by its family and a host of midwives and holy men. Again the legend phrase, for either the child was born sweet as could be, then metamorphosized, or it was never human at all. It had always had a horse's face on a dog's head, crowned with great horns, and bat wings on its animal back with cloven hooves for feet. But it's certain that from the moment it was born, it was a violent creature, a loveless creature. It turned and attacked its mother, its first moment of life bringing about her death. Then it massacred the onlookers, maiming them in an almost bacchic fury, before flying up out of the chimney and into the dark. Sightings of this creature are still reported from New Jersey's denizens when they wander too long in the Pine Barrens. Luckily, it has done little more than destroy crops and raid chicken coops in its long lifetime. But it can never atone for its first act, nor can we, with any amount of certainty, explain why it was born that way.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And now for our epilogue. But first, I must introduce you to the concept of the seventh sun. It's an ancient archetype that exists across history and cultures. But its basic tenet is that the seventh sun of someone who is, in turn, the seventh sun, will be possessed of certain magical abilities, namely, the gift of healing. In Ireland, it was said that the saliva of the seventh sun contains the healing magics, but the English say that all the seventh sun need do is touch someone in pain, and they would be restored to health again. In Scotland, it is also believed that the seventh daughter of the seventh daughter was gifted with prophetic visions, but that's really the only talk of daughters in these tales. There is, however, talk of vampires, as Romanian folklore posits that the seventh son is destined to become a vampire in his lifetime. In some Latin American countries, the seventh son is cursed to be a werewolf, called a luizón or lobisomem. Unless as a newborn, the child is baptized in seven different churches, and the eldest son made the baby's godfather. In Italy, the seventh son was called Chiarello, who had the ability to enchant snakes and was immune to their venom. Seven, of course, is also a number charged with religious significance. There are seven deadly sins, seven heavens, seven virtues, 7 days to make the world, And in numerology, it is said to symbolize completion or perfection, which brings us to Jacob Leeds. I've already told you that Mother Leeds had 13 children with Japheth Leeds, but I haven't told you that the Leeds family were prominent figures at the time because their family were early settlers of that area, which later became known as Leeds Point in present-day Atlantic County. It also warrants telling that in 1687, the Jersey Devil's ancestor, Daniel Leeds, a devout Quaker in his own right, published a pamphlet called the American Almanac. His fellow Quakers condemned the pamphlet for having symbols and language too pagan for their liking, in spite of their request that Daniel Leeds collect and destroy his almanacs. He continued publishing them, cementing his status as a pariah. Religious and political discourse trickled down through the generations of the Leeds family. Mother Leeds tried to protect her brood from history's cruel memory. She was a strong and tough woman. Given that her husband is not often mentioned in this monster story, it would seem that Mother Leeds cared for the children all on her own. Working long hours in the woods made her children tough like their mother, but not her seventh child, a boy named Jacob. She did not know this, for Japheth never said, but he himself was his father's seventh son. Whether it was magic or just his nature, Jacob was a better caretaker than he ever was a hunter or a carpenter. Tending to the crops and the ailments of his siblings was far more pleasing to him than any sport he could play with his fellows. When Jacob was just a boy, no more than 7 years old, it is said that he found a robin with a broken wing on the edge of the garden. Mother Leeds watched as her boy reached down for the poor, twitching animal and laid a gentle hand on its wing. By some unseen magic, its wing was mended and it flew off, returning each summer afterwards to visit the boy who had saved it, fearing the worst from their neighbors, who all knew of the strange legacy they inherited from Daniel Leeds. Mother Leeds commanded that Jacob never show anyone his gifts, lest they take them to be tricks from the devil and punish him for what cannot be helped. Though his healing arts remained a secret, his gentle nature did not, and as a young man he caught the attention of many of the girls in nearby Port Republic. But Jacob's attention was caught by the beautiful Abigail Taylor. Their sweet romance of summer love and teenage optimism was cut short by Mother Leeds' announcement that she was expecting again, a 13th sibling to join the Leeds family. Jacob did as he has always done, and assisted the midwives in preparing for the delivery of this child. This pregnancy was riddled with complications, and his mother's health was in jeopardy throughout. Only Jacob's secret gifts saved her life. That is, until the devil was born. Jacob saw it all. The massacre of his mother, the slaughtering of the midwives, even the deaths of some of his siblings. Jacob was not without his own injuries, receiving a bite so violent it almost tore him in half. But his body had always been able to heal itself almost instantly. When the devil had gone, fled into the night forevermore, Jacob grasped his mother's hand and used all his might and magic to bring her back. But even he couldn't heal those who were among the dead. Thankfully, some of his siblings could be saved, and with the light touch of his hand on their bloody foreheads, they were healed. But what happened at the Leeds house could not be explained by their neighbors, so Mother Leeds' greatest fear was made manifest. In spite of everything, they were pariahs after all. Most of Jacob's other siblings retreated deeper into the woods, or moved far away from the devil's birthplace. Jacob left home and went to study law in Connecticut. When he returned, he married Abigail Taylor and built her a house not too far from his family's empty home, so that his beloved Robins could still visit him and his children summer after summer. He was a successful solicitor, Abigail a loving mother, and all the ugliness of the past faded away as Jacob restored his family's good name. But even whispers reached the devil's ears, and it heard what became of its brother, the brother that it had torn into with its teeth. How could Jacob have lived? Those Leeds who had retreated into the woods had already been sought and slaughtered, and now the devil's brother was right on his doorstep. But Jacob didn't know the devil had him in his sights. He never thought about that monster anymore. He was excitedly preparing for his fourth child with Abigail, making their home ready to welcome new life, just as he had done with his mother all those years ago. But it was at the height of his joy that the devil found him, climbing in through their chimney and taking everything from Jacob, his house, his children, and his beautiful Abigail. For the second time in his life, Jacob held the hand of one he so loved and prayed for his gift to bring her back, but he couldn't retrieve Abigail from where she had gone. Heartbroken, Jacob sought his devil. Ever gentle, vengeance was not what he was after, only closure. He never aged a day after his family was taken from him. His body just kept healing itself in perpetuity, trying to save him from his grief, and only succeeding in freeing him from the ravages of time and all the ages that have since passed. He followed rumors of the devil all through the Pine Barrens, the murmurings of farmers about their crops being decimated, and their cattle being attacked by some sort of wolfman that tore their livestock apart and flew off into the night. One such complaint led him deep into the woods, where Jacob found a half-dead man babbling about a horse-faced monster with horns and cloven hooves. With a touch, Jacob healed the man, no longer frightened that his gift might be met with malice from the fearful. The grateful man promised Jacob he could have anything his heart desired, and he would purchase it for Jacob with his vast fortune. But all Jacob wanted was to know the direction the devil's bat wings had taken him. And so he went, on and on, following the last of his siblings all through those woods. He did not age, he did not die, he only followed, seeking the closure he never got. Perhaps that is why the devil's only crime after the first is raiding chicken coops, because Jacob is always right behind him, the seventh son of the seventh son, healing those hurt by the devil in the lonely Pine Barrens. That's the end of today's tale. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed telling it. Please remember to like, share, and tell all your friends. Join me next time for more fabricated folktales on Epilogue.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.